Thank you for joining us for New Shepard's sixth human flight. Today's astronaut crew is secure in their seats, waiting to launch to space. In seat number four is Kobe Cotton.
Flight Vector, New Shepard is go for launch.
T-minus 5, 4, command is start, T-1.
Yesterday, I showed up here to Blue Origin HQ. I stepped out of the car and, of course, they're testing a rocket engine.
Wow, that makes me feel like I'm going to space.
The model rocket series in Dude Perfect's become a staple. We've done three of them now. In the first one, they started pretty small, normal size model rockets. Then, number two, they got quite a bit bigger.
One!
The third one, giant. And thanks to a very generous opportunity from Moondow, first place would get the prize of a lifetime.
And the winner goes to space.
Let's go, baby! Take me to space!
The person going to space, Kobe Cotton.
No!
Dude Perfect was selected by the Moondow community with their governance token Moonie to be the first Moondow members they send into space. For a guy not known for winning many battles, I still can't believe this one went my way. I am so excited to be here at Blue Origin.
We're not shooting model rockets anymore, people. This is the real deal!
Okay, guys, training day. Most important thing we do is an actual simulation, so they have this mock version of our capsule. We actually walk through the entire thing just like it'll be on the mission. The whole thing shakes, vibrates, makes noises. We see all the stuff on the readouts. So we've done it a couple times now. We're gonna do it a couple more today and I think we should be set. Well, as I expected, all the training the dudes put me through was a complete waste of time.
This is TT to Space Command, XLS 1500, preparing for takeoff. All clear.
Oh! Oh, my helmet!
That is helmet!
I can't breathe!
Stuck me in an astronaut suit, took me to the state fair, then made me walk around the museum. Next thing I know, the guys are asking me space trivia.
The only way you can leave is if you say the planets in order.
Yes.
Mercury.
Oh, I was going to say Mars.
And finished it off with a little dive test.
Bang! Fix it!
Straight out of a Matt Damon movie. That one I actually felt kind of cool in. I feel pretty good. Testing, training here was good. And like I said, as long as I don't have to go back and do the training you guys put me through, I'm feeling pretty good about it. For me, one of the most interesting things about this is that there's no pilot on board. It's just me and five strangers from all across the world. This is a squad. You just meet these people and you're like, man, we are about to share one heck of an experience. So as you can imagine, all of us freaked out when we saw the rocket for the first time.
This is blowing my mind.
This is the rocket piece that goes up until you see the circle. The top piece is a capsule. That's what we're in. Let's talk about how this whole thing actually works. The engines ignite and the rocket boosts off the launch pad towards space. We'll reach speeds of over 2,000 miles per hour as we make our way towards what they call the Kármán line, the internationally recognized boundary for space. Once there, we separate from the booster and we experience zero gravity. While we float around, the booster makes its way back down to Earth and lands all by itself. Remember, no pilot. Then we get back in our seats, re-enter the atmosphere, the parachutes deploy, and we become astronauts. Piece of cake.
Tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m., I'm gonna be up there. And then, that's exactly what it's gonna sound like.
Do I believe in destiny? Well, let me say this. Dude Perfect in and of itself makes absolutely no sense. It really doesn't. Like, if we would just set out as five college guys to start this really dumb trick shot business and it becomes what it has today, like, I don't think I could really justify that in my own mind that that was gonna make sense. We've always said, and I do firmly believe, God just had a bigger plan for it than we ever did. And we were just kind of along for the ride. At the end of the day, whether somebody else believes it's destiny or I believe it was God's hand at work, like, I do firmly believe there was way more at stake and kind of in the cards for Dude Perfect than we were ever planning on or could have kind of forced to happen.
Can't believe the day's finally here. It's bright and early. Haven't seen the guys in a few days, so I'm about to go greet them and head off to space.
What's up, Astro?
What's up, boys?
How you feeling?
Honestly, really good. We've done a ton of training. Feel really good about it. At this point, it kind of feels like a roller coaster. Maybe a little too casual right now.
Have a great time in space.
Thanks, gentlemen.
I love you.
I'm not sure Kobe could be more prepared than he is in this moment right now.
Booster, go. Ground, go.
We are doing this.
Got pump.
Go.
Copy all codes.
Kobe! Yeah! See ya, Kobe!
Thank you for joining us for New Shepard's sixth human flight. We are building the road to space, one launch at a time.
Tower 7 flight, you have a go for astronaut load.
In seat number 4 is Kobe Cotton. Kobe is one of the 5 co-founders of the YouTube channel, Dude Perfect.
I think I told y'all before, I was pretty nervous before saying yes to the whole deal, but I am so ready to go up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're on a rocket!
I think nerves are probably starting to settle in at this point. I don't see how that could.
Blue Control, you have me loud and clear. Can't wait.
I'm going to do my best just to have fun because I think you could go into this just being scared the whole time and worried about things that could go wrong, or you could just have fun with it and try to experience every single second of the 12-minute experience, you know? So that's going to be my goal.
New Shepard is fueled up on the pad and ready to go to space.
Flight Vector, New Shepard is go for launch. Booster, commence terminal count.
They just said New Shepard is go for launch. They literally just cleared him. I'm nervous, because he's my brother. But God's got him, it's gonna be sweet. So, Cobes, fly.
With just 30 seconds to go for today's launch, it's time to hand it off to Mission Control and launch this rocket.
T-minus 10.
Oh my God,
9,
guys.
8.
Come on, baby.
7.
Here we go.
Let's go, baby.
5. 4. 3. 2. One. Engine start.
Light the candle!
Back to 110,000 pounds of thrust, powering New Shepard and its crew to space.
Oh boy, that's bright.
70,000 feet, oh, you can feel it in your neck.
A much straighter launch than our previous rockets. We need to get their technology.
Yo, he is literally about to see the planet.
We're going 2,000 miles an hour. Okay, we're good. Loosen, loosen. Oh my gosh! Oh! Guys! We're floating! We're floating!
Thank you!
Yes! Guys, we're doing it!
Okay!
Guys! Oh my gosh! Hey!
Good for Cobes, dude. It's insane.
Oh my word. I'm just spinning.
Clint.
Look at the sky.
Oh, guys. All right, now take it in, guys. Look, look, look.
See the curvature of the Earth.
Oh.
Congratulations to all six crew of the Titanium Feather. They just officially became astronauts. Both the crew capsule and booster are now descending and entering the atmosphere.
Oh!
What is that? Oh,
that's the booster!
Here it comes. It's about the sonic boom.
Whoa!
Oh,
go!
There it is. Engine ignition, engine relay coming in for a landing.
Unbelievable!
No way!
Booster touchdown.
That thing landed perfectly.
Wow!
Prepare for maximum G-forces on re-entry.
Oh, my face.
There we've got a great shot of the crew capsule coming back down.
Oh, that capsule!
Oh, it's falling fast.
They're in that.
Are they back in their seats?
Well, I sure hope so.
Is anybody else sweating?
Yes.
Look down in the mountains. Please slow us down. The parachutes are out!
Kobe. Of course you can hear Kobe.
Our poor families. I am sweating profusely. Okay, guys, we're 500 feet. Look up at the parachutes. Okay, hands on.
Touchdown, Titanium Feather.
That was insane.
Good job, team.
We went to space! That was absolutely insane.
And then all of a sudden, it really is. It's just black. Just this perfect circle, super bright layer of blue all the way around the Earth. Biggest of all time shout out, Moondell. Truly the experience of a lifetime from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
For real. Holy cow.
Astronaut Cotton, it's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Pleasure.
Lifelong fan.
Is the Earth flat?
Not flat, I can confirm it's round.
He's an astronaut in our midst.
One astronaut, a bunch of civilians.
Moondell's mission is to decentralize access to space research and exploration, making it possible for anyone.
In fact, the next person they're sending to space was randomly selected by their members.
Join the Moondell Discord and follow them on social to get involved and see all the exciting upcoming projects they've got.